Oasis Audio presents Flame Paradise by Beth Wiseman. Read for you by Renee Ertel. Chapter 1. Josephine Dronberger adjusted her dark sunglasses as she stared at the faceless dolls on display. She lifted one to eye level, then eased her way closer to Linda. Turning the figure about, she pretended to study it, even though her eyes were on the 17-year-old Amish girl standing with two friends at the neighboring booth. She inched closer, as if somehow just being near Linda would comfort her. Then she heard one of the girls talking in Pennsylvania Dutch, the dialect most Amish speak, and one she regularly heard at the farmer's market. Josie pushed her glasses down on her nose and slowly turned to her left, feeling like the stalker she had become over the past few weeks. She drew in a deep breath and blew it out slowly. Two of the girls were wearing dark green dresses with black aprons. Linda was clothed in a dress of the same style, but it was deep blue, and Josie instantly wondered if Linda's eyes were still a sapphire color. All of them wore prayer coverings on their heads, as was expected. Not much had changed since the last time Josie had been in Lancaster County. She watched one of the girls fondling a silver chain hanging on a rack filled with jewelry. Linda reached forward and removed a necklace, then held it up for the other girls to see. Again, they spoke to each other in a language Josie didn't understand.